Thanks for coming out to see us here. It's great that you're all still alive. You may not, I mean, you don't know each other, I don't know you either, but you just imagine that one by one each of us will disappear unless we're wiped out en masse. And how incredible it will be to have been a group of people who are now dead in some photograph. And you wonder who's going to last the longest. It's a heartwarming thought.
It's called the rapture,
Robert. Oh no, the rapture
we're all looking forward to.
Does the rapture apply in Canada? I thought it stopped at the border.
I think Bush has pasted it up here onto the map.
Well, what he doesn't know is about the army of land crabs that are poised in Manitoba, waiting to swarm over the border from Winnipeg and take Minneapolis. They're actually, sorry, land clowns. Don't quote me, but don't misquote me. I don't want to start a land crab scare. No, it's land clowns. I think I've told you about this before. It's not even classified now. The satellite pictures have got, you know, it's all over the internet. There's these very elegant 20-foot in diameter land clowns poised right on the border at the North Country that Bob Dylan sang about, the girl from the North Country. There's a lot of lakes up there, L-A-K-E-S, the lakes. And in them, the C-L-A-M-S, clams are clumsily concealed. A whistle is blown from an underground office in Ottawa. You think, how are they going to hear that in Winnipeg? Easily, because the lieutenant of clams has his ear constantly, or her ear, constantly glued 24 hours a day to the phone. When the whistle is blown in Ottawa, the clowns will swoop on Minneapolis. And they're gonna take Minneapolis and actually bring it back over the border and put it next to Winnipeg. But apparently they're gonna leave St. Paul, so it won't be the Twin Cities. Thank you, this was a piece of news. Thank you for coming out.
Cloudy afternoon.